obviously not a very good game for us there. We're all disappointed. I think all three phases had things on the field they'd like to do better. Obviously, defensively, we've got to do a better job. We've got to coach better and play better, and special teams or some plays out there that we need to do a better job of, too.
That's what we talked about, 4 weeks ago when we were frustrated. You know, you have to have a balanced attack. You have to be able to do both because it opens up everything. When we're able to throw the ball and move it that way, it opens up the ability to run the ball. And when we're able to run the ball and we're able to pound it, it opens up the ability to throw the ball. So everything feeds off each other in this offense, and we need to continue to do that moving forward.
The way the game was going, we needed to score more, and I wasn't able to get it done. You know, whether it was another one late or maybe one earlier, it kind of keeps it maybe a little bit closer later in the game. That's just how I am as a player. If we lose a game, there's a throw out there that I could have made that maybe helps us. And, there are a few out there today that I obviously, could have given us a chance.
Well, good morning. How are you? Good. Boy, was that frustrating yesterday. Frustrating loss yesterday for a myriad of reasons. Lions fall to the Vikings at Ford Field. We were joking before we went on the air. We can't wait to hear how this is Matthew Stafford's fault. So if you guys start getting your ideas together. Well, no, they probably started yesterday, right? Did people start to formulate their ideas and their theories on how we blame Matthew Stafford? Does that start yesterday or does that start today? Do you know?
I did not listen to any sports talk yesterday, so I do not know.
Neither did I. Trust me. My buddy Mike Bratta does a fantastic job with statistics, just one of the best in the business, found this stat from Next Gen. Are you familiar with Next Gen?
Yes, I am.
Okay, this comes from Next Gen Stats. Kirk Cousins had all day to throw in the Vikings 42-30 win over the Lions, having been pressured on just one of 34 dropbacks. Cousins finished 19 of 24, 289 yards, and 4 scores when time to throw was greater than 2.5 seconds. I mean, Dan, you watched it on television, right? Ryan, you were at the game. I was at the game, so there's no other way to say it. There's a different vantage point when you're at the game, okay? And sometimes that's a good thing, and sometimes it's a bad thing. Sometimes, there's a better view on television. Dan, was it as apparent on television as it was in person how absolutely running amok Viking receivers were downfield? What did you see it as plainly?
No.
Really?
No. Gosh, they just, all the broadcasts do is talk about how great it is that the Lions can play man-to-man all the time. And clearly that did not work yesterday.
Ryan, you saw the same thing I saw, right? I mean, it was, guys were open all day. It was really weird.
I mean, the Vikings route tree was just crisscross. Band, right?
Yep.
I mean, that's all that. Just play action, crossing routes, wide open. And then when they wanted to take a deep shot, it was there because you said one out of 34. I was trying to look for those stats middle of the game. It's like, I don't think there's a second. Like, I don't even think there's a hurry yet.
Yeah.
And like, if you give Kirk Cousins times, he'll do exactly this to you. It's when you pressure him is when he starts becoming the Kirk Cousins everyone loves to make fun of.
You got it. I mean, that's the thing. At this level in the National Football League, if you give pretty much any quarterback time, they're going to hurt you. I mean, they're at the highest level for a reason. If you give them any time, they're going to hurt you. So, in essence, what happens is that can make a bad quarterback look good, and that can make a good quarterback look great. And Kirk Cousins sure looked great yesterday, didn't he? 24 of 34, 337 yards, 4 touchdowns. Dalvin Cook, 25 carries, 142 yards. A paltry 5.7 yards a pop. You know what blew my mind yesterday was the big chunks. The big chunks on offensive plays. I mean, Dalvin Cook had a long of 23. Madison came in, had a long of 9, only on 7 of 18 carries. I mean, heck, the fullback got involved with a 9-yard run. Also caught a touchdown. But the longs from receivers, 66 to Diggs. Irv Smith, 28. Johnson, 19. Kyle Rudolph, 19. You knew he was going to reappear against the Lions. You just knew it. Knew it. We even mentioned it. It's like, where's Kyle Rudolph been? Well, and of course, Thielen's only catch was that 25-yard touchdown. Frustrating, absolutely frustrating, because this was supposed to be, and it has been at times, a strength of the Lions team, and that defense looked lost yesterday across the board. Looked lost. And it starts with that defensive line that just isn't getting the job done.
Like, it's just, it was embarrassing. It
really was.
Because you just knew there's nothing that this defense was going to do. You literally had to ask the offense to put up 50 points for you yesterday.
Do you know, it's funny you say that, because what we were talking about in the booth, Ryan, it got to about the third quarter. You didn't like the feel of that game in any way, shape, or form. And the reason was exactly what you just said. I had no belief that that defense was going to stop that offense. Honestly, that was my mindset, because all you have to do is get stopped once offensively, and you have to play catch up with a team that you can't stop. And that's basically what we saw yesterday.
And I'm honestly surprised, actually, how well Stafford played, considering.
That's his fault.
Well, he looked bad the first series.
Yeah.
He just, like, I was like, this is going to be an all around bad day. And then he finally got a clicking, and we saw Danny Amendola for the first time since week one. So it was nice and for Amendola and Marvin Jones to get on the same page, because that led to a consistent offense for the rest of the game.
Numbers, as always, 313-396-5527. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000. One of those weekends around here. There's no other way to say that. One of those weekends around here. So we'll talk a lot about the Lions. Also, get into the Michigan-Penn State game. Wild comeback. All of a sudden, it started clicking, and you know, to me, Shea Patterson in particular looked like a different quarterback from what we've seen. Forget about during the game, just from what we've seen in general. And they just could not finish the job. Order of the morning, though, we have to get into time sick now. Just make sure we're on time. Get everybody else on time as well.
That's right.
Right? All right, you ready?
Go.
Okay, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
13?
Let's see. Oh, it might be about 14. Yeah, it's about 14. If Ryan's clock is right.
We'll just go with Ryan's clock.
Okay.
That's easier.
If Ryan's clock is right, yeah, that's about 14 seconds. All right, that's a good start on a Monday morning.
That's nice.
That's a good, 14's a good number on a Monday morning. All right, we'll get your thoughts all over the great state of Michigan. 313-396-5527. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21,000. You can follow us on Twitter at Sean B. Mornings, at Sean P. Bally, Facebook as well, at Sean B. Mornings. We are underway Monday morning talking Lions all over the great state of Michigan.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value. Hard store, where service is the difference. We get it.
You'll find excellent service, expert advice, and awesome savings at Auto Value. You'll also find quality products you'll need for the fall and winter months ahead, like Peak Final Charge Antifreeze. Don't wait till it's too late. Protect your car, truck, or SUV with Peak. Auto Value's the place to go for Valvoline full synthetic motor oil. Stop in and ask about our special price on 5-quart jugs. Time to clean the engine? We recommend Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment. This super detergent is Auto Value priced at just $8.99 a quart. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. And this month, save 20% on orders of $80 or more with coupon code TREAT20. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value Heart Store, where service is the difference. We get it.
Chris Jensen. We're going to float your boat.
But you can buy me a boat to float down on the water with a beer.
Chris Jensen, Friday, November 1st at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
I'm getting them good vibes. I'm living this good life.
Chris Jensen plus Runaway Jew. Tickets for a night of great country music with Chris Jensen are on sale now at the Soaring Eagle and Eagles Landing box office and online at etix.com. 2019 ACM Award winner and member of the Grand Ole Opry, Chris Jensen.
That's how she knows the difference between a boy and a man. Take a drunk girl home.
Chris Jensen and Runaway June at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Money can't buy everything. Maybe so, but it can buy me a boat.
Details at SoaringEagleCasino.com. Bring on the bliss.
Yeah, it's really good defense. I thought we did a nice job. I thought the guys up front played really well. We had to score more than we did, and we didn't get it done. So, you know, there's a drive or two early on where wish I'd been a little bit better. And obviously, you know, in the second half, we needed to score more than we did.
Morning. How are you? Everything well? Good. Fantastic. Yeah, wonderful weekend. This is what I tweeted out. Good morning. Lions fall to the Vikings. Vikings, oh, did as it please. UM comeback falls short at State College. Wings losing streak hits 4. At least it's Monday.
Pistons start Wednesday.
All right, there's that. Lord knows we can't get excited about wins. Dan said, can we please done with the this team is different narrative? Dumb penalties, missed tackles, no running game. Looks pretty familiar to me. SOL, rebuilding since 57. How could I blame somebody for saying that today? How? How could I blame somebody for saying that? I want somebody smarter than me to try to defend that. Go. You hear the crickets? I do too. Well, what do you want me to say? Look, me personally, I think this is a mediocre team. I still think they're going to be right in that 9-win area. I really, truly do. But I think we are all hoping for, like the texter said, that maybe it would be different. That yesterday was just an ugly game, man. What do you? I wish I could spin it. It was an ugly game. It was a measuring stick, especially coming off what transpired on Monday night in Lambeau. You're at home. You're ticked off. And there was a complete inability to stop the Minnesota Vikings yesterday. So here we are. Oh, Chris took the challenge, by the way. How can we blame Matthew Stafford? He said, that last interception by Stafford was the backbreaker. If they score there, then get the onside kick, and score again, they win. He's got to be better. Hashtag blame Stafford. Then he said, he was really good yesterday. They gave up 42 stinking points. They got annihilated on defense. That's frustrating to me. You know what's odd? I was talking about this yesterday on the network. If you go back to last season, at the beginning of the year, if you remember, one of the big concerns about the team was the defensive line. Remember that? It was one of the big concerns about the team. Snacks came in. Obviously, they did a good job of stopping the run from that point on. After that, I think it's safe to say going down the stretch that the line was arguably one of the strengths of the team. And at the end of the year, could you say it was the strength of the team? I think you could make that argument. A'shaun Robinson started to come on. Deshaun Hand started to come on. The mystery of Deshaun Hand right now, too, is just, well, mysterious. No other way to say it. I mean, I think a lot of people thought he was close a month ago. And then he had the full practice on Friday, and you're thinking, okay, good, he's going to come back. And then he was out again. So you add Trey Flowers, you add Mike Daniels, who's still out, and what was a strength of this team just isn't getting the job done right now. There's no other way to say that. Vikings win 42-30, something that, you know, I've said this before, that bothers me, that's going to continue to bother me. When I look and see that Minnesota has 166 yards on the ground and you have 81 yards on the ground, that's a problem as well. You know, I don't know what would have happened if Kerryon would have been able to stay in. But, you know, as it is, the Lions had 20 carries for 81 yards. I mean, it's 4.1 yards a carry. But, my goodness gracious, boy, doesn't it seem like it's just not effective? Like, not awful. Is not effective the right way to say it? How would you categorize the Lions' run game? Not effective? Meh?
Well, they just can't run between the tackles. That's really
it's amazing.
But they refuse to run outside of the tackles. I mean, 4 yards, sure. But you got to break one for 20 once in a while.
Yeah, long of 14. That came from J.D. McKissick.
So take that
away. He's done that a couple times this year, too, if you remember.
Isn't it funny, though, how last year, there's a few games where it seemed like Kerryon started the game with like a 20-yard carry.
Yeah.
And then he'd just like not play for a quarter and a half. Just kind of miss those 20-yard runs.
That's a big time. Yeah, long of 14. It's incredible. Yeah, it's frustrating. Lions fall to 2-3-1. Obviously, they've put themselves in a hole. Look, and if you had any aspirations of taking care of business in the North, you know that the margin of error is zero now. It's literally zero. You have to go on an incredible run, and on cue, Ryan puts up the standings in the North. They're 4 games behind the Packers in the win column now. I mean, you would literally have to have one of those streaks like they did in the 95 season, where they, you know, I think they were 3-6, right? And then they reeled off 7 straight wins. You would have to have a streak, something like that. And even then, if you recall that particular year, the Lions didn't end up winning the division, but got themselves into the playoff. But you would have to have some type of thing like that. And I think Green Bay suddenly looks like Green Bay again. Aaron Rodgers yesterday, in case you missed it, 6 touchdowns, 5 passing, 1 rushing.
And the first Packer ever to have a perfect passer rating in a game.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, I guess Brett Favre was kind of more of a gunslinger type of guy, so he wasn't really like.
What about the great precision. Lynn Dickey? Any memory of the great Lynn Dickey?
I'm surprised Matt Flynn didn't have a perfect
in that game.
Passer rating.
Oh, gosh. The Magic Man, they had that little span with Don Majkowski in the late 80s where Majkowski came in and led him to a few kind of come-from-behind victories and everything. Numbers 313-396-5527. You can text this sports radio to 21,000. Frustration, I think, is a word that can be thrown around this morning. You wanted to see how the Lions measured up against the Vikings. And you know what? To me, guys, I don't know if you feel the same way. Even though the Packers are sitting at 6-1, the way the Vikings are going right now, I think that's the best team in the division. I really, truly do. And I'm a guy that I've been sitting back saying, look, the Vikings up, down, up, down, up, down. It might be back on the up. It might be back on the up. 3 big games forthcoming for the Lions. Look, they all look winnable, but we know how that runs. I'm going to say it for and against. When you play that schedule game, remember by this point in time, the Lions are going to be lucky if they have a win. Well, they're 2-3-1. This was where the Lions were supposed to take advantage. Let me tell you this. Do you like the idea of the Giants coming in? The Giants don't look good, right? Right? Fair statement?
Yeah, but they...
Do you like the idea of Saquon Barkley against that defense?
Exactly.
Oi! All right, we'll get your thoughts next. Glad you can join us all over the great state of Michigan.
Fall sports season is upon us, and the team from Metro Health University of Michigan Health Sports Medicine are there for all the athletes, all ages, throughout this great state of Michigan. If your son or daughter has suffered an injury and they want to get back to play in the games they love to play, go to metrohealth.net, just click on sports medicine, or stop by any of their locations throughout West Michigan. No matter the injury or the sport, no matter what the age, the sports team at Metro Health University of Michigan Health Sports Medicine can help your son or daughter get back to playing the games they love to play. And if you're a weekend warrior like me and you've suffered an injury, you can stop by any of the Metro Health locations or go to metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine. Talk to the pros at metrohealth.net. Just click on sports medicine.
Matt Shepard here from my friends at Meijer. Do you love Halloween as much as I do? Well, get ready for those trick-or-treaters and upcoming parties by making a trip to Meijer. Find Halloween jumbo bags of snack candy for just $5.49. Brock's candy corn or autumn mix bags are 2 for $6. A 3-pack of caramel apples are delicious and they're just 2 for $5. And apple cider gallons are just $3.99. Get ready for Halloween and beyond. Go to Meijer.
Hey, what is up? It's Sean Belegian. Glad you can get up and join us all over the year. But let's be honest, it's extra special in the fall, right? There's something about football in this state. So whether it's prep football, college football, Division I, Division II, or the NFL, make sure you get up with us because there's no place that you can talk more football than right here all across the great state of Michigan. We'll laugh and we'll cry. X's and Bros.
Try a little play action pass to the left. They played it really well. Kind of covered number one, number two, and number three. Tried to sneak one in there to JD. Didn't work.
All right, welcome back in. Ryan, you were just saying before we went to the break, the fourth down call? What were they trying to accomplish there? Did you went downstairs? I had to do the post game show, but was there a question? Was there an explanation in regards to that?
Yes, Stafford talked about it. He goes, you know, just they knew what was coming. They covered 1, 2, 3, and I just had to force something there. And it was an all around bad. You roll out weak side, and all you have is maybe a someone crossing from the far side, and then your fullback and running back leaked out. And it seemed like all the Vikings linebackers were all over those backs right from the start of the play. It was just, I didn't like the call at all. It was just very predictable.
Absolutely. I felt the exact same way. Numbers is always 313-396-5527. That's the Auto Value guest line. You can text us Sports Radio to 21,000. Here's a question that I have for you guys. And again, if you're, what's the best way, the best term to use? If you're one of those people that you are stuck in the moment, well, I'm sure all is lost. I'm not an all is lost guy at all. That's never been my nature. I think the Lions have a lot of improvement to do. I think you could be the biggest Lion fan in the world, and you have to acknowledge that they have a lot of improvement to do. But I think what has happened in the past 6 days, and some of it was forced upon you, whether you wanted it or not, and then yesterday, is any goodwill the Lions had is gone. Would you agree with that, Ryan? I think people kind of sat back maybe after the Chiefs game in particular and said, okay, you know what? Maybe this isn't so bad. Look what they did against the Chiefs. And then the Green Bay game happened, and I think everybody, no matter who you are, you have to sit back and go, wow, that was pretty bad. And then to lose the way they did against the Vikings yesterday, any goodwill that people had towards the Lions, because listen, you're not going to change the minds of the people that are set on SOL. And as I said, SOL's become, in my mind, so bastardized now. It is. It's become bastardized. Because SOL, like, basically covers from anywhere from 3 or 4 wins to 9 wins. Somehow in that giant window, and Ryan, I like the fact that you're somebody that always says it's almost like people think that the Lions have won 4 and 5 games years in a row. You know, kind of like when SOL started during the Millen era. It hasn't been like that, guys. It just hasn't been like that.
Yeah, this one though, this was so deflating because it's not like they lost; they were competitive. It's not like the Green Bay one where. Even take the officials out of it, they were still in this game, or in that game. This one just seemed like it took the season away.
Varsity versus the JV.
Yeah, virtually.
Varsity versus the JV.
Like, it's cute. You hung around. We're gonna flex our muscle. Like even with that in late in the game, the second down pass, 67 yards to Diggs.
Yep.
That just seemed like. It just seemed like dodgeball. We're better than you, and we know it.
Yep.
We can do what we want.
And I think that's what frustrates me because it isn't even the 42-30. It's the they didn't look like they could get a stop on the Vikings all day. They just didn't look that way. And the lack of pass rush and the run defense again, I think that's what's so frustrating about it. Now, I'm going to sit here for you people that are stuck in the moment. This season is far from over. Far from over. And they have a string of games now where let's play a game of pretend and play another version of the schedule game. You've got the Giants, the Raiders, and the Bears. Are all three of those games winnable? Absolutely. Absolutely. Let's take it all the way. The Lions win all three games, and suddenly they're sitting at 5-3-1. okay? You feel different about this team, but at the same time, is that good enough if we see some of these defensive issues continue?
That, and can they keep pace with everyone else?
Yep.
That's my biggest issue.
I don't want to be mediocre.
Because that's where, because after that game, I felt that this was the season. Like, I'm ready to put the done chain on them because it's not only like, okay, if they win their next three, they're 5-3. Okay, what are the Packers?
Yep.
What are the Vikings? The Bears may be bad, but it's like, what are the Niners? What are the Rams? What are the Seahawks? Like, you're not going to be able to keep up with the other six or seven teams in the NFC now after dropping three straight and just not even looking good in the third game.
Well, and that's the I think that's why going back a couple months, that's why I was so kind of taken aback at the people out there that almost got agitated at us. And there were some people that got mad at us because we weren't saying they were in the category with teams like that. We were saying, look, I don't think they're a 6-10 team. I still don't think they're a 6-10 team. I think this is a team that can win 9 games. It's not good enough, but I think they can win 9 games. And it was funny because Matt said to me, he was like, well, at the end of the season, are you going to say that's good enough? And I'm going to say, no. No, I'm not. And I would hope that Bob Quinn is a man of his word, and he says it's not good enough. I loved it. It was music to my ears 2 years ago when he came out and said, 9-7 isn't good enough. When we miss the playoffs and we go 9-7, it isn't good enough. We want to be better than that. Well, he also has to know if you follow that up by going 6-10, and whatever this season ends up, let's say even 9-6-1. Let's say the Lions go 7-3 the rest of the way, finish 9-6-1. If they're sitting at home and they're not in that group that you spoke of, Ryan, well, guess what? Is that good enough? The answer definitively is no. So I don't know why people like get so up in arms about that, but I'm with you, Ryan. That's a good way to put it. If you want people to talk differently about you and you want people to think that you belong in a different group, be different. Be different, right? I got something for Michigan football fans in regards to that when we start talking about Michigan. And I'm not being funny. This is a conversation that happened between my friends and I, and I think you'll appreciate it too, Ryan.
And I have to bring this up too because it kind of got lost throughout the game and even in the presser yesterday that it wasn't even brought up that Matthew Stafford became the fastest quarterback ever to get 40,000 yards.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Like, I'm not sitting there just to say it, like, because I am a Stafford fan, but it's like, you at least got to acknowledge it a little bit. But you didn't want to do that in that press, in a post-game presser.
Yeah. You know what? Let me, I want to get to this in just a second. Numbers again, 313-396-5527. You can also feel free to text us, Sports Radio to 21,000. Hit us up on Twitter as well. Matt said, not competing for the division title is classic, same old lines. That should be the goal. I'm not going to deviate from that. That should be the goal.
And that's the same old Lions that I think everyone can stand behind. That I think is actually a very valid point.
Matt said, I test Sean, this team isn't good at anything. Stop it. Stop that. I know, Matt, I know that your kryptonite is giving Matthew Stafford credit. I get that. That's fine. But don't say that. Come on, man. Like, again, if you're not paying attention, I can't help you out. I can't help you out when a guy goes 30 of 45 and puts up well over 300 yards and throws 4 touchdowns. I'm not even going to try to help you out. I'll talk about on the D side of the ball how they're struggling mightily, and it starts with their defensive line. Fine, but don't say something like they can. Come on, man.
The team isn't good at anything.
Stop it. Just don't say anything. How about just don't say anything? We'll all move on with our day. I think that's fair, right? Offense can't run the ball, can't stop the run or rush the passer. They aren't fun to watch. Everything is a belligerent grind. Well, I agreed with everything else other than they aren't good at anything. Again, 30 of 45 for 364 yards and 4 touchdowns, man. Come on. Come on now. I'm not asking you to worship at the altar. I'm not asking you to confess that Matthew Stafford's a good quarterback. I'm not even asking you that. But don't detract from those numbers. If you said everything else, I agree with you. Everything else, I agree with you. They aren't running the ball. Defensively, they can't stop the run. They're not putting any pressure on a quarterback. That's what's frustrating to watch about this team. And that's why, and you watch, this is the type of mix. I think this is going to be a team around 9 wins. I really still feel this is going to be a team around 9 wins. And that's how mediocre this league is. That you can have deficiencies like this and still find yourself in that mix. See, Matt said, no, I don't. Stafford is a loser and never wins big games. You brought up this team isn't good at anything. Not me. What do you want me to say? Come on, dude. I get it. It's your kryptonite. So don't say anything. Yet another loss that will be put on the Stafford can't beat teams with a winning record crowd. Yeah, well, we're living that right now, Jeff, so thank you.
You think Stafford should start playing like safety or defensive end, maybe just to help his own cause?
You know, could he be any worse? Maybe he could get a pass rush with Stafford out there, right?
They probably just wouldn't block him. Like, nah, it's just Matthew. Yeah, you don't have to block him.
Don't worry about 9. Let him come in unabated to the quarterback. Just don't worry about it. That's fair. Yeah, it's frustrating, but no doubt about it. That's frustrating because you know what? You do want to measure yourself to the teams like the Packers and the teams like the Vikings. And I'll say it again, and I know I've talked to Matt about it. Listen, 9-7 isn't good enough for me. It's not good enough for me if that's the way they eventually end up. And the way this schedule configures itself, I still think they're going to be right around that 9-win mark. But to Matt's point, the deficiencies are glaring. They're glaring. Especially on the defensive side of the ball. It's, boy, oh boy. Very, very, very frustrating. No doubt about that. Other things that we're going to hit on. Like I said, after 7 o'clock, I have a question for Michigan fans out there. And I know that you guys don't want to hear this, but it kind of goes hand in hand with what happened with the Lions yesterday. Or what's happened with the Lions the last few weeks. And I know any comparison to the Lions for Michigan fans is that's their kryptonite, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. That's coming up after 7 o'clock. In the meantime, numbers for the Lions, 313-396-5527. You can text us. Sports Radio to 21,000. Lions fall 42-30. Listen, frustrating how non-competitive they were. Frustrating how non-competitive they were on the defensive side of the ball. And where I agree with Matt is really the only thing going right for this team right now is he didn't say this part, is the passing game and what they're doing in the passing game. That's it. Matt's a perfect guy to use as an example because you don't like to hear people say this. And I know a lot of Lions fans out there that almost get agitated at me. But what am I supposed to say when somebody says, you know, they aren't getting after the quarterback? Am I supposed to say, yes, they are? What am I supposed to say when, oh, man, they're run stoppers? Am I supposed to say, yeah, man, they're doing a great job stuffing the run? What am I supposed to say when, hey, man, we really got this run game going? You know sports fans like to be lied to, though, right? They want to hear how pretty their unicorn is. It's the prettiest unicorn on the block. And I told myself a long time ago, I'm not going to do that. I'm just not going to do that. If your unicorn looks pretty, I'll tell you your unicorn looks pretty. But when a game happens past tense, I'm not going to do that. No way, no how. It's salvageable. I'm not saying that the season's over, anything like that, but how do you want to define salvageable? you want to define salvageable as finding a way to put it all together and get in the playoffs? Or do you want to define salvageable as, well, golly gee, let's try to get to 8-9 wins? What's salvageable to you? Because to me, I'm going to say it again, even as somebody who thought that they'd be at 8-9 wins, don't you want more, don't you? I would hope you want more. And unfortunately for this Lion team right now, there isn't much reason to believe that they're going to get there at all. Matt, see, this is why I'll never win a conversation with you, ever. I'll never win a conversation with you if you feel the need to go back to something that happened 5 years ago to cover up for a dumb tweet that you had. And it was a dumb tweet. I'll never win. Stafford had a top three defense in 2014 and still couldn't win the division or a playoff game. I'll leave it alone because Stafford is like arguing politics. You have fanboys and haters. That wasn't the point. You said, your words, not mine, you said nothing is going right for this team. 2014 didn't come into the equation. His record against winning teams didn't come into the equation. That's what you said. In a court of law, I presented his Exhibit A, 30 of 45 for 364 yards and 4 touchdowns with an interception. I like my side here. I do. Now, again, if you fall back to same old Lions and move the goalposts, which is exactly what you did, I'll never win that argument. Because everything that you're saying is true. I'm not going to argue with that. I'll be the first one to yell and scream that that offense really held that team back in 2014. But that wasn't the crux of the conversation, man. You said nothing's working for this team right now. That's not true. And if you use 2014 as your evidence, well, I can't win that argument, man. I'm not going to try. Steve said, I could care less if the Lions win 9, 10, or 11. If they don't make the playoffs, I'm tired of settling for anything less than that. Steve, I don't blame you at all. Don't blame you at all. And I'll say it again, as somebody who said 9 wins, and my boy Matt even asked me, he was like, hey, dude, you're somebody that wanted more. Is 9 enough for you? And I said, if they miss the playoffs, no, that's not enough. There should be questions towards Bob Quinn and everybody else on this staff. Absolutely, positively, make no mistake about that. Hour number two next. Love to get your thoughts, 313-396-5527. You can text us, Sports Radio, to 21000. Glad you can join us all over the great state of Michigan.
This portion of the show is brought to you by BHS Insurance, who is currently celebrating their 80th anniversary. You don't get this far without providing a level of service that is unmatched by anyone in the business, which is exactly what BHS Insurance does. BHS's commitment to excellence for both you and your business is why they're proud to be a leading provider of auto owners insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. For BHS Insurance, everything rides on their relationships and reputation, which is why they're proud to be a leading provider of auto owners insurance for your life, home, car, and business insurance needs. Visit BHSINS.com. That's BHSINS.com to learn more about how BHS Insurance, in partnership with auto owners insurance, can best service your needs.
Specializing in auto insurance, employee benefits, business insurance for various specialty markets, 401k consulting services, and a whole lot more. How can BHS Insurance be of service to you?
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value. Hard store, where service is the difference. We get it.
You'll find excellent service, expert advice, and awesome savings at Auto Value. You'll also find quality products you'll need for the fall and winter months ahead, like Peak Final Charge Antifreeze. Don't wait till it's too late. Protect your car, truck, or SUV with Peak. Auto Value's the place to go for Valvoline full synthetic motor oil. Stop in and ask about our special price on 5-quart jugs. Time to clean the engine? We recommend Lucas Oil Fuel Treatment. This super detergent is Auto Value priced at just $8.99 a quart. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com. And this month, save 20% on orders of $80 or more with coupon code TREAT20. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your Auto Value. Heart store, where service is the difference. We get it.
When you're in construction, you know that every minute matters and every dollar counts. You've got materials to purchase, employees to pay, and deadlines to meet. What you don't have is time to worry about your accounting, taxes, or ways to grow your business. That's where we come in. We're Bean Garter. And while your business is construction, our business is helping you run your business better. From tax planning, payroll processing, or R&D credit studies, we're here for you with concrete advice and answers. Let us help you build a solid foundation for your business. Whether you're a subcontractor, developer, architect, or engineer, of all the things you build, make your business the strongest. Experience service, expertise, and simplicity at Bean Garter. Find us online, beangarter.com. Bean Garter.